Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special summer with the Sheikh Leah Shmats, our ancestor, Vasrub Shimon, Rashan, Raskan, Rasadchan, Rasmir Zev, and the Schus Chayu Chevechev Basmichai Dispasia. The Gemara Nedarim, and Daphne Mikimel Mabeis, says that if the Nechasim of the Baal Aveda are Aser on the Machzir, if the possessions of the owner of the Aveda Arasa on the person who is returning the Aveda, he shouldn't give it back to him. Why? Because called Mahani Le Pruta Rabbi Yosef. He's earning a Pruta Rabbi Yosef. How is he earning a Pruta Rabbi Yosef? Because when Ani comes to him and asks for Tztaka, he can say, no, I'm busy with Hashavas Aveda. So he'll be gaining from the Baal Aveda. And you're not allowed to be gaining from the Baal Aveda because the Nechasim Baal Aveda are Asir to the Machzir. So therefore, he shouldn't be Machzir the Aveda. So the Kasha is, asks Sagon Rebuvein Trups itself, that the pruta of Rav Yosef is no different, no better than being Pirei Achov, that we paskin, like Chananu holds, that Mutter, la Madir, the Frachov, Shalamuder. Ruvain's now let to get Hana from Shimon. Shimon is still allowed to be Pirei Achov for Ruvain. Why? Because he's not getting anything mamashistic, something he didn't have before. He's just causing that the money should remain in his hand. And that's not called hana'a mamashit. That's not called concrete hana. So here also, why is Pruta to Rabbi Yosef considered proper hana? It's not proper hana. And it's really a kol shekein, because in our case, in the case of the being Porei Achov, he's mamish giving money for someone who's not allowed to get hana from him. But since he's not giving him anything into his pocket, he just means that the other guy doesn't have to pay up the debt. So that's not considered giving him hana. Here, not even giving anything for him. He's just putter from giving it staka. So it's definitely not considered hana from the Baal Aveda. It's putter from giving staka. How's that considered hana? So that's question number one. We also have to understand, it says earlier in the Gemara, in the Dorim, that if one's mavriach, it's not considered giving hana. It says in the Mishnah that if somebody's not allowed to get hana from his friend, in other words, Reuven's not allowed to get hana from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to give his machzis a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to pay his debt. Why? Because it's considered avruche ari be'alma. It's considered that he is mavriach a lion. He's just like somebody who makes the lion run away. He's not considered Mahana's friend. He's just preventing a hefseid. Here also, if one is Pirei Achov Shel Chaveru, he's not Mahana him. He's not causing him Hana. He's just Mavriach. He's removing the notion, those who are demanding the money. So we say in Chulin Adav Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph that if somebody gains by, if he gives to the tax man, he gives Truma, even though mazik matniskun is pater, nevertheless, if you're mishtarshe by matniskun, here he's mishtarshe, he's gaining from matniskun. So he's chayiv. Shouldn't that be considered mavriach ari minichse chavero? Now the giving of the truma to the moiches is just now the kohen can't be toveya. So that should be considered mavriach ari. So why is he chayiv the truma? So HaRav Trub, Zichrono Levracha, explains as follows, that even though Mavriach HaRi is Pater, nevertheless, if somebody is Mishtamesh B'Kli Shel HaSheni, Tzarech L'Shalem B'Shvil HaHishtamshus. If somebody uses the Kli of someone else, he has to pay for this usage. The Din Schirus B'Shvil HaHishtamshus isn't dafka lakach midaitu, even if it's lakach shalom midaitu, v'shtami shalom minas ligzal, tzarech l'shalem b'shvil ha'tashmishin. The gam zenek v'schirus. Zeu gam ken atam shal prudu d'Rav Yosef. Shomni mechad m'shalem chob v'shvil ha'nek v'ano apotu l'shalem. So the din of schirus is for the yishtamshus, and it's not only if he took it midaitu, even if he took it shalom midaitu, and he's m'shtami shalom minas ligzal, he has to pay for tashmishin. You have to pay for tashmishin. That's called schirus. And that's also the reason of the Prutah Rav Yosef, that it's true if somebody paid someone else's chov, that's not called anais patur l'shalem. And therefore the madir is allowed to get be mishalem for the mudar. But if the mudar takes the aveda, and through this, hu niftar milatet prutah l'tzedakah, in ken yotze, shehu mishtamesh b'chefetz shel hasheni. If the mudar takes the aveda, and through taking the aveda, he doesn't have to give the prutah to tzedakah, so he's using the object of yenim, and that's called the shtamshus of Yosef. Masha niftar ayde zeh lasayis prutah. So he's using his kli to gain back this prutah, so that's called the shtamshus. And therefore, that's what he has to, that's considered getting hana. Ulishtamish b'klish al chaver was also l'mudar lehanus b'meidir. Shimon's not allowed to get enough from Reuben, he's not allowed to use his kli. So taking the aveda is using the kli of the other guy for my own benefit. So he's paying that he doesn't have to give the pruta. So he's paying for the shimush ha-kli. And that's also the reason of the Chambam in the 13th parak of Gzeilah Aveda in the 10th halacha, who paskin that he's a Shomer Sachar. That a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar. Because he doesn't have to give the Pruta to Ani. To the Ani, Pruta to Rav Yosef, so the Machzir Aveda becomes a Shomer Sachar. Nevertheless, the Chambam himself paskins, we had a whole shiur about this recently, the Chambam himself paskins, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Nedarim, Halacha Aleph, Shemuter Lemuder Lahachzir Aveda Lamadir. That a Muder Hana is allowed to return the Aveda to the Madir Hana. Why? When the Muder Hana returns the Aveda to the Madir Hana, so he's getting Hana from the, he's getting Hana. The Muder is getting Hana. Because he's parted from Prutah de Rav Yosef. Az eich masbirim et zeh? And the Rambam gets this from the Gemara that says that even if the nichsei Baal Aveda are asur ala machzir, because the machzir Aveda is not allowed to get enough from the Baal Aveda, he's still allowed to be mahadir. Why? Mishim Prutah de Rav Yosef lo yishchiach. It's lo davar shachiach. It's not common. The Prutah de Rav Yosef. So if it's true that it's not common and therefore it's not considered Hana, then why then is he called a Shomer Sachar in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda? The explanation is Sheomnam Shomer Sachar. Why? Because he's Nifter Lasei's Prutah. Aval Mikevan Shelo Shchiach Zelo Nikra Hishtamshut. Why is he a Shomer Sachar? Because he doesn't have to give the pruta. That makes him a Shomer Sachar. But because it's not common that there should be an Ani Pitom coming when he has this Aveda, that's not called a Shtamshus. And not that he's Pater from Pruta to Rav Yosef, because אבל שמר סוחר נעשה גם כן עדי הנל של פרי הסחוב. So when you're putter from giving this proof that the Rambam holds, so that makes you a shamer socher. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Kseil of Aveda, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud. He's a shamer socher because he's putter from giving the pruta when he's oisek in the Aveda. Because he's mishtamish with the Aveda, and being mishtamish the Aveda saves in the pruta. So it's like he's gaining from this ishtamshus. However, if it's not shchiach, then it's not called ishtamshus. So now we understand the yeshiva of the Pesachim and the Rambam. Mutter lemudir lahachzer aveda lemadir. Why is it a mutter for him to be machzer the aveda? Because it's not shchiach. It's not shchiach that he's going to be putter from the pruta to Rabbi Yosef. So since it's not shchiach, you can't call that hishtamshus, that he's using his kli for hana. And not that he's putter me pruta to Rabbi Yosef, that's like parea chov shel chaveru. That's mutter. So the etzem pruta to Rabbi Yosef we're cool with, because that's like priyas chov, just like priyas chov is mutter, from the madir to the mudar. So to tour me pruta to Rabbi Yosef is mutter for the mudar. And ishtamshus v'kli is cool because it's not shchiyah. But he's still called a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is a different getter. He's still called a shomer sachar through this hanav priyas chov, even though it's not shchiyah. But if it would be shchiach, then he would also have to pay for the ishtamshus b'chefetz. And that's the reason of those who hold that we are choshish for pruta to Rabbi Yosef, because not only does pruta to Rabbi Yosef make somebody a shomer sachar, but even more, it's called hana. It's called ishtamshus b'chefetz, because he's being ishtamish for the chefetz there. So he doesn't have to give the pruta of Rav Yosef. But the Rambam paskins, pruta Yosef lo shchiach, so that's not called ishtamshus. But he's still a shomer sachar, because sof he's putter from pruta to Rav Yosef, even though it's not shchiach. It's enough to make him a shomer sachar. But it's not enough to be called ishtamshus b'chefetz. He's just not shchiach. It's not called using the object. Shomer Sachar, it's enough to be called. Okay, one could argue. But maybe that's a possible mahal from the Yashiv the Rambam. With this being explained, the second the Gemara of Lamed Aleph and Beis, Amar Rav, Haitzel Lefan of Kikar Shal Hefker, Rambam Kikar Zuh Hekdesh, Nata Loch Lama Lefi Kula, Rishal Levan, Amar Lefi Tolis Hanna Shabba. And if somebody had in front of him a Kikar Shal Hekdesh, Shal Hefker, and he said that this Kikar, and he said that this kikar is a hektish. So it's hektish. And if he takes it to eat it, he has to pay for the meal for the entire thing. And if he takes it lo risha labanav, so then he's not taking yet into his rishus, but he's, so that's not considered meal of a kula, but the tovus hana that they appreciate what he did for them, that's what he has to pay. The Ran explains that he's mezakai de daud amoisav lehektesh. It's within his daud amos. He's mezakai de hektesh. V'lo nasa gizbar v'lechein malak ishanata l'richla. But he doesn't become a gizbar, and therefore he's mael when he takes it to eat it. In other words, there are two ways of making of doing Mi'ilah. One is viz motzi b'shogeg yecheved shel hekdesh mishus hekdesh, makes a kinyan. Or if he's nana b'shogeg yecheved shel hekdesh, hanoas shava pruta. And if somebody's mo'am in a hekdesh, chayv l'shalim l'beis hamikdash keren, v'choy meshu l'havi karban ashes. L'ran explains that Rava said a kikar shel hefker, because if he was makdish his own kikar, he would become like a gizbar, he'd become like a treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, and if so, even if he takes it for himself, after he's makdish it, he's not moel, because the kikar is birshuso, even after he's makdish it. So he's not motziat mirshus acheres when he takes it for himself. He's like, when he's makdish it, he becomes the gizbar. Therefore, the only way he could be moel is if he eats it, or he gives it to somebody else. So Rav is talking about a case where he's makdish kikar shel hefker, she'einu nasa leka gizbar, and therefore, that's why it's a kikar shel hefker. Einu nasa leka gizbar, if he was a gizbar, it wouldn't be me'ila. But it's einu gizbar, einu nasa gizbar, and therefore he's moil immediately when he's magbiya the kikar, in order to be mishtamish bo. That's the ran. And that's not like the perish of the Rosh, that first he's zocha for himself, and then afterwards he's makdish it, because if he was makdish his own kikar, he would become a gizbar, and lo haya moel kashanat alocha, like we said, because a gizbar isn't moel until he's nene. So we have the Ran who says that it's shel hefker, and therefore it's already meila when he takes it laochla, and that's not like the and because if it wasn't shel hefker, if it was his own, then he's a gizbar. Then taking it to eat it wouldn't be meila, and that's not like the parish of the Rosh who says first he was zocha for himself, and he wasn't zocha for himself according to the Ran. And if he gives it, l'harisha l'ban of ma'alafi tovis hana'a sheba. L'chan and the Rosh also writes, the ban of l'zocha b'kikar zeh, and the Rosh explains, shem l'rotzim l'skos b'isser, v'day nishar hekdesh, so it's not going to be me'ila, and all you have to do is to get the tovis hana'a, that now the kids have karas hatov, that he's thinking of them, he's thinking of their Yerusha, frek the keren oyla, if so, l'ma ma'a, says the Keren Oyla, then where's the Me'ila here? He wasn't Motziyad yet. And his Maisim aren't effective. So why is it considered Me'ila? And if it's because he's Nene, that the kids are Machzak Toiva, like the Ran writes, what Achzakas Tov is this? He didn't do anything for them yet. If it's true, could have asked that the whole Me'ila is b'machshava, that he's thinking, I want my kids to be machzik toiva for me. That's what he's thinking. In other words, that's his machshava. We don't understand what's the he takes it lohirisha labanav. He's thinking, I'm going to be marisha to my children. You're thinking you're going to be marisha to your children. Where is it going to be hachzakas tova here? And if it is meila, just with that machshava. So even if he doesn't take it legamre, what he has to do is think about it. Should already be Me'ila. He's thinking he's going to give it to his kids, even without taking it. Why is it only Me'ila when he takes it to give to his kids? And also it's difficult, the Ran writes, that if the kikar was his, loya moyel, why? Because he's a gizbar, because he's like the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, and the gizbar isn't moyel until he gets hana. Wait a second. Just like we say, he's moyel if he takes it to be merged to his kids, even though he didn't give it to his kids yet, and he didn't get any benefit from his kids yet. Just the fact that they're going to have a chazakas toiva. They're going to have gratitude to him. That the meal is for that. It's also a gizbrush and not okikar lochla. He has it now that he can eat it afterwards. Just the fact that he took it, just like you have anah that the kids are going to have gratitude to you, he has anah that that he's going to be able to eat it afterwards. So therefore, even if he's gizbar, he should be moil immediately when he takes it. And the Ran doesn't have to come on to the fact that it's hefker, that it's not his, like the Rosh says that it's. The Rosh says that it's his. The Ran says, no, it can't be his. It's hefker. So it's his, he's a gizbar, and there's no meila. Why is there no meila? The very fact that he took it is hanah. So we can explain that hanah, it's considered hanah for a person when hanah nechshevet la'adam bizman shemekabel achefetz, az nechshevet hana'ah shekibel achefetz. So hanah is when you receive a chefetz, then it's hanah that you're mekabel from the chefetz. But if you have the chefetz before, and it's not considered hanah, just having it, just taking it, only when you actually use it, and therefore begizbar, it's not considered hanah that he has the kikar to eat, because he's already the gizbar. So just taking it isn't enough. But if he's zoyche l'hoirish l'banav, that's immediately hana, ma shekibel l'achevtze. Da'idezei yuchal l'kabel toivas hana mi'banav. So if now he's zoyche in the object, in order in the future to be merishit l'banav, so now he's makabel this chevtze, now it's something new. Because now he can... He has this new zechia that for his sons, and now he can be makabel tovas hana mibanav. The problem is, what does the Karen Ara say? The Karen Ara says that. So now we understand why lahirisha labanav. He is he's mayel because he's taking it, he's being zocha on behalf of his sons. If that's true, then it's a zechi on their behalf, so that's called the shtamshes b'chefetz. When it's still ready in his rishos because he's the gizbar and then he takes it, that's nothing new. But this is something new, Mamela, that's considered a mila. But we're still left the kasha of the Karen Ara, lo bala machshava bovad. There's just a thought here. That's not mila. You don't get mila from machshava. He has this machshava that his kids are going to be machzik tova. So he takes it. Where's the mila b'machshava? How do you find mila b'machshava? No meila b'machshava. So it appear we can explain that the etzem anatila losseis labanav, that's already called using a kikar of hektish, because natila, taking it, is hishtamshes b'kli, that he can give it to his kids. That's called natila hishtamshes, and therefore there's also meila the fitoves hanah shel hishtamshes. There's going to be meila according to the tovas hanah of using it. Because the very fact that he took it for his, the etzem hanatila is already meila. That he's taking it for his sons. Because machshava bovad, there's going to be no meila. In achinam, there's no meila on machshava bovad, but this isn't meila. This is called Ishtamshes b'chefetz. What's the Ishtamshes? That he's taking it in order to be marishit to his children. That's called Ishtamshes. And since it's together with the machshava that it's going to be for his children, that they're going to have gratitude for this. He wasn't giving it to them now, but he was taking it Amanas la risha la panav lacha misasa. He's more lefi tovus hana. Because that taking of the object is already called ishtamshus. So al machshava be'alma, if you just have a thought and you don't touch the object, that's nothing. But taking it, that's called ishtamshus. So the Ran is right. The Ran says if it was his own kikar, it wouldn't be me'ila, because it's no hotza. So if he already had the chayfetz before, it was already his, he was the gizbar, so taking it now isn't considered me'ila. But if he's zoche for his sons, or he's thinking he's going to be zoche for his sons, so there the taking it is something new. He's taking it almanas, that he wants to be moirish to them after his misa, not to use it now. But Amanas Larisha Labana Vlacha Misasa. So that's something new, thinking about giving it to them and taking this object with that in mind. So that's called Me'ila. At least Lefitoivas Hana. Because he wants them to be Ma'amakir Tova to him. And that's the benefit he's getting. So on the Machshava Levad, it's nothing. But the Machshava, together with taking it on their behalf, that's already considered, for that he has to pay for the Tovas Hana. And if he takes it for himself, that taking it for himself, if it's of Hefker, just the very fact that he took it, that's already Hishtamshus from the effort, the object, that's using the object. And that's considered a full-blown Me'ila. Because there his mom is taking it for himself. For the kids, he isn't giving it to them yet. He's just taking it almanas for after Misa. So that they're taking it, since he's being zocha for them, it's something new. There he has to pay al kopanim b'tovas hana, because he has kavana. They should be makir tova. But if it's chlal belongs to hekdesh and it's not his, and then he takes it to use it for himself, so that's already a full blown me'ila. And if he just, it would already have belonged to him before, and he just takes it, since it's already belongs to him before, he's the gizbar, so then just taking it isn't considered ishtamshus, it already belongs to him. And the machshava of ishtamshus is not enough. There needs to be something new, like being zakat for his sons, or that it wasn't in his rishus before, now it's in his, he's taking it for his rishus, for his benefit. Like a kikar of hekdesh. That was hefker. And he's not the gizbar. That's considered Me'ila. So the yesod of this shir was that there's payment for hishtamshus. So a mavriach ari is pater, but if you're mishtamish b'kli shel hasheni, you have to pay for the hishtamshus. That's the din of schirus. You have to pay for hishtamshus, and that's also the time of Prutid Rav Yosef, that he's using this guy's aveda for his. This guy's Aveda for his Pruta. So that's Hishtamshus Bakli. And therefore, Loi Kamahadile, Nifse Bal Aveda Surma Matsu, Loi Kamahadile. Because he's Nana Pruta of Yosef, in other words, he's using this guy's Kli for Pruta of Yosef. So that's Hishtamshus Bakli. So he's benefiting from him in that way. So that's Asir if he's Mudar Hana. So just for the madir to be mishalim for the mutter, that's mavriach ari. But to be mishtamish b'kli shel chavero, that's aser. We're also miyashi the psakim the Rambam. He's a shomer sachar, Aide shepatra lasis pruta la'ani. The machzor aved is a shemer sachar, because just the pruta la'ani is enough to make him a shemer sachar. But since pruta of Yosef lo shchiach, so that's not considered dmei schiros. This pruta of Yosef is not considered dmei schiros, and therefore, Rama Paskin's mutter la mutter la hachzer aved la meidir. Because Prut of Yosef isn't Shriah. So it's not called the Shtamshis Bakli. But if he's Machzer Aveda, in a regular case where he's Machzer Aveda, he's called the Shemer Sachar because he's Marviach the Prut of Rav Yosef, even though it's not Shriah, that's enough to make him Shemer Sachar. We're still not 100% sure of that Svara. But that apparently is how Morena Rabbeinu Rav Ruvain Zatzal is Miyashiv. And we say in Chulin that Mishtar Shile, he's gaining when he shows the Moiches, the Truma. He says to the Moiches, sorry, take that Truma as the tax. So he's using Kel Shel Chaver, that's Mishtamish B'Truma. And the Mela, he has to pay. Even though Mazik is a Truma, it's Pater. This is Mishtarshe because he's using the Kli and he's gaining from this Kli. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have a Mahalach in the Sugya. A lot more to talk about, of course. And I thank everyone for listening. We should be Zeche Lomo to the Lamed. Lishmor v'la'asot u'lekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato v'ahava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.